This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
You're listening to Monster of a Podcast.
And these are Greater Golems.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Greater Golems, they are. There actually is an entry for Greater Golem General.
Yep.
Which is the lowest rated hospital on Yelp. But the, it's, we're going to skip
please
that.
Please rate pain.
Yes. Like, we no take HMO.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at that chart with the faces and they're all just blank stony surfaces.
Describe your amount of pain from flesh golem to necrophidius. but that just tells you how to make them.
Right.
So,
right.
And yeah. It's amazingly boring.
There are a couple of details that I highlighted, but we can go back to that. The real juice in this is kind of just in talking about these pairs of golems, because we have these kind of tiers, but also like this is one of the highest concentrations of Ravenloft transports.
It's all Ravenloft in a way that like wasn't referenced previous.
Right.
They keep saying like all Ravenloft golems, and like how am I supposed to know which ones are Ravenloft golems and which ones aren't?
Right.
Like, and that's the, you know, the nature of this manual, that it's a conglomeration of other manuals, but
yeah.
I was kind of expecting greater things from this. There are some amazing details here that come a little bit later.
Yeah.
Like early on, it's like the stone golem and the iron golem are pretty much what you expect.
Yeah. Suspect is hatless. I repeat, hatless.
They both have hats, Cole.
Well, yeah, but I mean like just like may have clothing or not have clothing.
Way scarier to do it without the clothing.
Yeah, I'm just a gigantic stone dong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But like pretty much everything about these guys is something that is related to their material, just basically the fact that nothing interacts with them. So the problem here is that normally the ecology section is where we mine all of our gold.
Yes.
Here there is no ecology, because every single ecology section says they are not natural creatures, they have no intelligence, they don't talk, they are made, please move, please.
They use ecology too literally.
Yeah.
Like what they should have actually done, what they needed was a section that was like, these things place in the world.
Yeah.
Not the natural world, just in the world.
Right.
You know? So we got the stone golem. Like the other common thing is that they this painstaking process where they're like, you know, they have to be made to certain specifications, but there's no text as to why. It's not like, oh, the angles, you know, the magic, you need to have these specific angles and the mathematics of the universe.
Or like
it's
there, more these, just, there are like, these runes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just no, it just has to have you know, this much painstaking craft. Whereas some of these kind of look like real dipshits. Like they don't look like they have that much craft at all.
Right, right.
So I don't really understand that. They also will, like, there's this weird disagreement in like none of them will use a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they have no will of their own, but they will not use a weapon even if ordered, because they prefer to use their hands. And it's
like, they have no will but preferences. One of those things requires the other.
Yeah, I'm going to sculpt a sword under your hand, stone golem, and you're going to fucking use it.
Well, that happens with the iron golems. Like
the iron golems can do it.
Yeah, like the magical sword that they hold, if they hold one, is like a major part of them. And if you take that away, then he, you know, falls apart like a suit of armor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iron golems are way cooler than stone golems.
Oh, yes.
You know, and partly because every seven rounds, they breathe out like a big mouth fart.
Like a flow, they just poison gas. Like they just off gas. Like they just vent their exhaust. What I love, regardless of what it would actually do to people around them.
Yeah. Just like why could you couldn't have this thing around?
Yeah.
Like you had to make this thing and banish it to the basement you don't use.
Because every 54 seconds.
Yeah. It's just an entire cube, like an entire zone of mega fart out of its face.
Mm-hmm.
No good.
Yeah.
The other interesting kind of commonality these things have is weird spell effects.
Yeah,
on them.
Yeah.
Like there's like weird, it reminds me of Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have like elemental weaknesses in a way that enemies really don't in second edition D&D.
Yeah, Final Fantasy is a good comparison. And it's not just like extra damage. Like if you use electrical attacks on an iron golem, it'll slow down.
Yeah. Yeah, but fire will repair it because you're like welding it back together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. Yeah. So there's a little bit to be found in that, like where you could be like, you have to research this thing, you know this wizard has created this gigantic stone golem.
Yeah, or just like a proper arcana check or something like that. Like, I know I need to be used that spell, you know, and the DM would reveal that.
Yeah. What makes these things greater is they have no chance to turn against their owner and kill them.
Right.
It's like they're stronger, and also these are like the smart boys.
Yeah.
Of golem craft.
So you can give them complicated instructions such as stand here or smash.
yeah, stand here, smash, like, sit.
Yeah.
This statement is a lie. and then just watch their, like, farts come out of their ears as they try to, like...
God damn it, this took 6 months to make.
Yeah, 6 months and a wish spell. I could have had literally anything.
I just wish for a big stone dummy. Thanks.
I blew it on Rocky over here. Rocky comes slightly.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com